we the souls, when ascended from the Paramdham, from the third world to this physical world, in the beginning of the world cycle, we have taken plenty of births, as Baba says, 84 births, taking births, births after births. We crossed all the stages of the world cycle, golden stage, silver stage, copper stage, and thereafter iron stage. Though we were very much comfortable, peaceful, and leading a prosperous life in the golden and silver age, but still, in the definition of Baba, Baba says, in the golden period and silver period also, you have the knowledge of the self, but you don't have the knowledge of the Supreme Being and the knowledge of the world cycle. So, in the definition of Baba, we used to be the royal fools. Baba says, royal Buddhu, royal fools. Those who have the knowledge of self, but don't have the knowledge of the Creator and His creation. And then the path of devotion started. Again, we were very much busy. As Baba told, you was full of worries for 2500 years. Not having the clear knowledge of the Supreme, even in the path of devotion. So lastly we came up with the Sangam Yuga, when Almighty ascended in this world cycle, and He has delivered this knowledge. So, in all the four yugas, golden, silver, copper and iron age, we were not having the real knowledge of the self. We can call ourselves, we were in the unconscious stage. When Baba came into this world cycle and He started waking up the souls, and from one soul to another, second to third, third to fourth, one by one, it took maybe even 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, it depends upon the individuals, that we all took this knowledge. When we took this knowledge, undergone this 7 days course, and this knowledge gone deep into within us, then we realize that is the stage when we became conscious. That is our consciousness stage. So the whole cycle, we were unconscious stage. In the vision of Baba. And when the Baba delivered this unlimited knowledge, we became conscious. Consciousness. The consciousness of the self. That yes, I am not the body. I am a soul. Who ascended from this Supreme World to play the world drama. And we came to know that we, because there are not many souls, millions of souls presently in the world drama, playing their parts. But out of those, only few got this knowledge. Who came, these are the souls, the ancestor souls, the ancestors' most souls, who are being touched with this knowledge and who realize this one, that yes, we are the beginner of this world drama. We ascended in this world drama in this golden period, in the golden period of the Satyuga. So, this is our consciousness stage. And when we realize this, that yes, I am a soul, the child of the Supreme Being, and now the time says, the Baba says, that this is our time to return back to the home. Almighty Baba came for what? To take us back to the soul world. But he put a condition that you have to make yourself pure. So, when we came into this consciousness of the self, then when our third eyes opened up, we realized this, yes, I am in the male body or female body. When Baba given me this knowledge, let the knowledge started in 1936. Baba started delivering this knowledge in 1936 itself. But that is not much matters that Baba started this knowledge 78 years before. It hardly matters to our Purushartha. Only matters then when we got in touch with this knowledge. Either we are taken birth in this knowledge of 5 years before, 7 years before, 10, 20 or 15, 50. That is countable. That is countable to us. So how we have made successful those last moment of the Sangam periods, confluences, how much years was being given to me to make myself from impure to pure. That is material, that matters. And how that time I made success in my, by purifying my thoughts, purifying my actions, purifying my words, my communication, relationship with others. So that matters. So the Baba given this knowledge, we realize ourselves that yes, now I am in a male body, I am in a female body. When the Baba clarified me this knowledge, I am in, at the age of, physical age of this, I am working as a Adhar Kumar. I am working as a Adhar Kumaris. I am a businessman or I am a service person. Because the fields are different for everyone. For Kumar, fields are different. How he has to do the Purushartha. How he has to make his own life better. How to lead a confluence age life The circumstances are different for everyone. Kumar has to lead in a different way. A Kumari has to lead a different way. A home lady has to lead the life in a different way, in the different situations, different circumstances. And the ultimate is to make himself pure by remaining in the same situation that we soul realizes in this Sangam Yuga when we clarified with this Baba's knowledge. So that thing we have to realize first. Ki in which part of my last birth I am being given this mighty knowledge. Now the process is to pure myself. And Baba has given the four subjects. And out of four even also, Baba clarifies this, is the most important is the meditation. Clarification is needed. So Baba comes first and what he gives? First he gives the knowledge. But still, after delivering this much years of knowledge, what Baba says? That you have to, the main importance is the remembrance. The remembrance of Baba is the ultimate of giving this, delivering this 78 year of knowledge till now which Baba has given. That we soul has to purify ourselves by the way of meditation. And in meditation, this word, even Baba what says? Baba says you always called, in Hindi it is being called yog. So Baba says this yog is very tough word, because which was being used years together by saints. So they used to do hot yoga and everything. And they make this topic very rigid, very tough. So Baba but clarified again that you don't confuse yourself. I have to do yoga. I have to do meditation. Simplify this also. Because we see this thing that we that yoga is much important to us, but we find in practically field we are very much crazy to understand the knowledge. We are very much crazy to do the Baba's service by delivering this knowledge. And in putting the things into the practical, by putting the divine qualities to our extent, to our uppermost limit of our inner power, we are imbibing those divine qualities in ourselves. But it takes long period to imbibe those divine qualities in the self. Why? Because we are little bit somewhere lacking up with the subject of meditation. So we have to simplify this meditation first, so that our all three other subjects becomes more powerful. And as Baba says, you should always remain, today's Murli Baba was telling that you should check yourself that how much you remain happy. So this, the stage of happiness will come only when we are much intoxicated in the Baba's love. We are deep absorbed ourselves in the Baba's love. So the topic of meditation we have to simplify first to make our all other subjects more powerful. So meditation, as the Baba told, that in Hindi, which is called word called yoga. So Baba says, don't use this word because it's a tough word. As soon as you speak out this word yoga or meditation, it becomes much more difficult. But Baba given a simplified word, simple word, it's a yad. Yad means remembrance. So remembrance, and if we start little, we should simplify this word more bit in easy form if we want to simplify this, that what is remembrance? So we can even make it more softer way as per the Baba's Murli, that Baba says chit chat, conversation, communication. So communicating with others, chit chatting, conversation. So we have to understand the difference between these two, remembrance and chit chat, conversation. So we have, because till we clarify this very deep, we have to understand deeply ki what are the matters involved in the chit chat or conversation or communication. It's a two way communication. We say, na, always communication is from others, two parts. If I speak, you won't speak, it's called one-way communication. And if both, though two people are sitting and having conversation among each other, both are speaking, so we call it a conversation. We are conversating with each other. So, it's a two-way, it's not a one-way. So, we called it as a chit chat. We were chit chatting. We said, so now we have to apply the same theory in the meditation. In meditation, Baba says that you chit chat with me, have conversation with me. So what happens in that conversation? Then the topics comes remembrance. It's another thing. So simple thing, when two people are conversating with each other, they both are present in the same situation, at the same place. And sometime one person speaks, second time the second person speaks. Then this brother asks questions and another person replies for that one. And then we call it a conversation. We were chit-chatting. And now, what happens in this case, sometimes what happens that both the people are not available at a single place. See, if you are here and your younger brother is sitting somewhere in the corner of Japan, and you are reading his mails, you are reading his letters. So what happened? So what do you think? You think that yes, he is speaking and I am listening. So in both the people are different at the different places. And then also we say that we are having a conversation with each other. Places now differs. So, and in the third stage, what happens? When sometimes the situation comes, you are sitting alone in your home, and through your own intellect, you start chit-chatting with someone. And some other person comes and knocks you that, yes, where you have gone? Then what we say is, I was remembering my son. I was remembering my office partner. I was remembering my sister. So what happens in this situation, we have to analyze. So one chit-chatting was this, that both were sitting together and having a conversation. Another situation, that one person is here, another person is reading the message of someone else, and we says, we were having that conversation, or we were remembering. And when the person is not at all available nearby to you, but still you start chit-chatting with him, discussion, you are discussing the matters with him through your own intellect. But still you, what you say is, I was remembering. So this is a remembrance of someone, of any human being, physical being. So Baba has simplified this meditation word, that you just simply remember me. So as by sitting at a different place, through the media of our own intellect, we were having conversation with someone, any of human soul having relationship with us, we were conversating through the intellect, and we call ourselves that I was remembering my son, I was remembering my office person. So this is remembrance. So this word where we use remembrance. So the same remembrance, Baba says, now remember me. So what we have to do? That through the power of our own intellect, what we do, we divide the one sector of our intellect, that thinking that whatsoever is being spoken in the second part of the intellect is being spoken by my child, and this sector I am speaking. What we say is, son never used to be available nearby us, but we say that I was telling this thing, he was telling this thing. I was telling this thing, my sister was telling this thing. So we call that I was remembering sister. So what happened? Sister was not nearby. But what through our own intellect power, we made two sectors in our intellect, and the one part of the intellect we were creating thoughts, and in the second part of the intellect we start creating the thoughts of that individual to whom we were remembering. And we call, and when somebody comes and asks what you was doing, and we says that I was remembering him. So the same theory we have to apply it in the meditation. And for remembering Baba. So because Baba, what says? Baba says, I'm the intellectual most. In Hindi it is called Buddhivano ka Buddhivan. So he touches us. So in this form also, in the second part of the intellect, what we have to realize, that Baba is speaking. Baba is giving me the Srimat. Baba is giving me the direction. And this side, my thoughts are there. So little bit of practicing in this form, as we have to analyze how we are remembering our relationships people. The same way we have to transfer the same method to communicate with Baba, to remember Baba. Because Baba is also not available here. So, and how to make the remembrance easy? That we have to also think of. So remembrance is much easy, chit-chatting is much easy when the person is available just near to you. We never deviate ourselves. It never happens that two people are chit-chatting and out of two, one starts sleeps. It never happens normally. Till you are extremely exhausted, you are not going to the bed for 2 to 3 days. Then only then situation happens. But in here, we find we are being made sit in the meditation for 15 minutes and we start sleeping. Because sometimes, I'm not telling out to everyone, some situations arises. So because in this also we don't have, sometimes what happens, we forget to have that we are conversating with the Baba. That conversation stops. And one way conversation starts. Sometimes it situation happens in that way also, that we keep on telling Baba a lot of things. But we hardly matters that what other sectors, from the second sector of the intellect, what influence Baba want to give us. As what happened, that that any of your near and dear wants to speak to you on your mobile, but you keep yourself busy to the second person on mobile, that 2 hours together, sometimes a situation happens. So this brother who want to speak to you, he won't be able to have communication with you, because you are never putting your mobile that, yes, let the call to come in. You always continues making calls. One call after another, you are continuously 2 hours making calls, and somebody is trying since 2 hours to communicate with you, but he won't be able to do it, because you are keeping yourself too busy. You are keeping your mobile too busy. So he won't be having a communication with you. He won't be able to give you even the urgent messages, which were much necessary at that particular junction. So in the same situation happens in this meditation also. Baba wants to influence us. Baba wants to give us some of the vibration. Some touchings Baba wants to give us. For our daily routine, for making our life more peace and enjoyable. But what happened? We communicate from this sector more and more. And we are not, that what Baba want to tell us. So till this two-way communication is being performed in this fashion with the Baba, that we have to tell Baba, we have to listen to Baba. So our yoga, our remembrance, our meditation is not going to become the powerful. And this is much necessary at these conferences. Because every inch, the situations will be tougher most. Now because we came to the end of world cycle, the all situation will be adverse. Then to whom we are going to take the guidance? So this is Baba clearly clarified this, even in the Murli of 1969, that those souls who have the pure intellect will have the touching of me. And their foots will be always on that direction where the safety lies. So situations will be very difficult. Very tough situations will be there. So in which way I should go? I will be only being inspired by the Almighty. But till this is being experimented, lot many times in this plain situation, in the peaceful situation, in that critical situation, we won't be able to get the touchings of the Baba. So that's why Baba says, So the long experiences of the meditation, long experiences of getting the vibration, touching inspirations from the Baba is much needed in this practical situation. To face those critical problems which will be arising in the future. So, we have to have this issue of the meditation, the two-way communication. This meditation is not a single-way communication, it's a two-way communication, and I have to make this meditation subject as easy as possible. I should be perfect enough to do the meditation. Otherwise, sometimes some of these people complains that this subject is very weak. I'm not much powerful in this. And then what we start? We start looking towards the other topics. When as soon as the meditation period starts, we come and sit for the meditation, immediately the thing strikes. Oh, this job is left. Now this is still 15 minutes are there, still 10 minutes are there. I can go fastly and complete up my job and I can come back again to the class. So this sort of situation strikes. So it's not a matter of our. Sometimes we take this meditation issue as that's just, so Baba says, I find in Amrit Vela there are three types of children are there. Baba says some of the children are there who do Amrit Vela as a time pass. That yes, somehow I have to sit by force or anything. And Baba says then some there are my children are there that who makes 50-50 type. Sometimes successful Amrit Vela, 30 minutes successful and 30 minutes in the wasted situation. And the only few souls are there who make successful Amrit Velas. And Baba told that I like those children. So this only will be happening when we will be having the two-way communication. So meditation subject of myself should be much powerful. So, what happened? That I told that two-way communication is needed for this meditation. And another thing that but Baba told that meditation is a way that where your soul gets purified. This is Baba told, knowledge is not going to purify you. Meditation is the way to purify yourself. In this meditation, realization of self. So realizing self as a soul. So what are the matters involved in this? That how I can make my meditation much powerful. Now we will think of regarding this matter. So one is meditation, that two-way communication which I told. Then how this thing can be increased? One way that either I should approach myself on the basis of self-respects, because a lot of self-respects are being given by Baba. Baba given a huge list of self-respect. And no doubt, by taking one or two self-respects for a particular period, for a day, we can keep ourselves in a meditative intoxicated form. So, but what happened? This situation, this self-respect stage, is not the complete issue. It's not a complete issue that which will make our meditation much easier. Making the meditation easy, which our dadis applied in their life, is that creating the love for the Baba. At the place of practicing self-respect, repeat and again, what they have done, they have cultivated the deep divine love for the Baba to make their meditation, make their yoga much powerful. So, this we have to understand very deeply, that how the dadis, how our dadis, beloved dadis, those who have taken themselves along in this Sangam Yuga, since 70, 75, 78 years, they are in this Purusharatha. What is the power working behind their successful life? Is their deep love for the Baba. So, the love for the Baba is the easiest way to increase our duration of meditation, which is ultimately going to purify ourselves. So, this love for the Baba. Now, how to increase the love for the Baba? That we have to realize for this, that what is the difference between the souls, their activities, their relationships, their behavior, everything, with the Baba's love, his selfless work, his selfless love and devotion for us. So this we have to realize. What is the difference between the human being and the Almighty's? How he is favoring me to make myself pure, and how the other souls, all human souls, let it be X, Y or Z. That Baba told even in this today's Murli. You have to cut off your relationships, each and everything, even from your body and being connected with me. So, the difference, this huge difference we have to think of. What this world is going to give to me, what the people of this world, physical world, are going to give me now, in this particular junction. Because so far, since 5,000 years, we were playing this world drama as per our own choice. We thought of, we put the things into the practical, nobody interfered us. That we have to respect, we have to realize that aspect. But what Baba told now? I came into this Sangam Yuga to purify you first. And now what I am telling, just go on to my Shrimat. That this particular time only Baba is giving us the direction. The whole Kalpa is not disturbing us. We performed all the actions as per our own choice. We were the master of the self. We were thinking, we were creating the world action dramas, scenes of the drama as per our own choice. But Baba says, now as per my Shrimat, you have to work. And that intention of the Baba also we came to know. That only Baba What is the intention of the Bhava? Bhava says, as you soul were much pure in your purest form, in the golden age and in the Paramdham, incorporeal world, you have to make yourself in the same stage. So intention of the Bhava also, we understood very deeply. So this realizing and analyzing these things, these matters, the differentiating between the souls, their behavior, their activities, and along with the Supreme Being. So that deep love creating for the Baba will simplify our meditation, will make our yoga very easy. Because still there is a deep love for the Baba, our real inner joy of the in the meditation won't be coming. So the deep love for the Baba. And we have to realize this thing, that only two in this whole world, if we all in the whole three worlds, if even we realize this thing, we should realize this thing, that who is really helpful to me in this confluence is, who is really now helpful to me? If we think of, there is Almighty in the incorporeal world, Brahma Baba in the subtle world, and no human being living our yajna, dadis, which are worried about our purification. So this issue we should think of, that only two powers are working, one in the incorporeal world, one in the subtle world, to make us pure again. So this, by thinking and analyzing this deep issue, we will be able to create more and more love for the Baba, which is much needed to disconnect ourselves from this physical world, the physical relationships, because that is much needed. Relationships, they all takes ourself into the negative field, makes us always powerless. And the relationship of Baba takes us to our powerful stage. So this deep difference between these two, we have to understand. And then what matters? Then when we are cut off from this, this is a daily purushartha. It's daily we have to work on these issues. It's not a matter of single day. Baba says, till the end of the Sangam Yoga, till this end of this confluence is, you have to keep on practicing this to cut off, to reduce, to minimize your attachment from this physical world and the relationship of this physical world. Day by day you have to minimize this. And to minimize this, you have to cultivate in this form. Cultivating the love for the Baba, relationship with the Baba, will reduce this sector. My attachment to this world and attachment towards the relationships. And we are much nearer to, and then we should start thinking of little more, we are coming closer to our town again, that the whole day, the matters never are not close to us, all 24 hours. The relationships are not close to us. This attraction of this physical world is not close to us the whole 24 hour a day. But our body, then Baba, the topic says, you have to cut off yourself from your own body. So, if we think of, we analyze ourselves, the whole 24 hours, we are much in touch with our own body. So, Baba says, you have to detach yourself from this physical body. Now, this detachment also has to take a place. And how? This is also that Baba says, Baba always, the whole Murli, if you think of, Baba always tell in all Murlis around 30 to 40 times, remember yourself as a soul, remember yourself as a soul, remember and analyze yourself as a soul. So why Baba put more and more stress to this topic? Because we are much close to our body. We are habitual of realizing ourselves a human being or a bodily being since birth together. Since at least 2500 years, we were realizing ourselves as a human being, a bodily being. But Baba told us to put this thing into the practical, that now realize yourself as a soul. Either 10 years, 15 years, or 20 years, or 30 years is being granted to me in these conferences. But I am being given this practice by the Almighty to realize myself as a soul. So, as long as I practice this thing, that no, I mean, and continuously we have to tap this. Nobody else is going to remind us. Earlier there was a situation, we were putting hoardings and all, but merely putting a hoardings also don't work till we tap ourselves internally. Yes, not, I'm not a body. By looking into the mirror, tap myself. I should tap myself. Yes, I am not a body. I am arranging my body. But I am a soul. So, I have to keep on tapping myself. As in old period, saint used to, what they used to do? They used to have a rosary in the hand, and they keep on chanting Ram 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 or anything they used to tell. Chanting words used to be different, but they used to have rosary in their hand and they used to do. Something they used to speak out through their mouth. What was the reason behind this thing? That they should have that intoxication of that one. But here Baba has given us a different target. So, here the intoxication will come only when we should start tapping up to ourselves that yes, not, I'm not a body, I'm a soul. As much as this we practice in ourselves, as the more we practice, the more we become powerful. And the more we become powerful, the more joyful stays our will be. What the Baba says, the real enjoyment, the enjoyment beyond the senses, physical organs. So that inner joy will only come when we will realize, when we tap ourselves now and again, as long as we are in wake up stage. When we go to the bed, we sleep, that is a different matter. But the whole day practice, if it is in a good form, so automatically this thing is what? It will give fruit even in our dreams. As much we put this thing into the practical. So, even in the path of devotion also, they say that there is a hemp tree. There is branch, small branch of hemp. You know, it is Hindi called bhang. It is called hemp. So, for the Shivaratri, they used to, that hemp branch, it is an intoxicated tree, which was anciently used in India. Because this vines and all, this all started up later on. In the beginning, in the Dwapar Yuga, this hemp tree, they used to crush the leaves of that hemp tree. Hemp, small branch used to be there. So, and they used to consume that one to intoxify themselves. So, yeah, hemp tree. So, hemp tree leaves. So, and in that, it is a saying that if you want to be intoxicated more, then you should crush the hemp leaves through your own hand. If someone else is crushing that leaves and you are consuming, you won't be much intoxicated. If you want to be intoxicated more, you should crush the hemp leaves in your own hand, with your own hand, and then you consume. If you consume, you will be intoxicated much. So this was in the copper age So this tradition was being started in the path of devotion. And they were telling even the Shankara used to consume this one, hemp tree leaves. So, but Baba's told in this practical, because everything is happening now, no? In the confluences. The remembrancing being started in the copper age. So Baba says that they told that crushing the hemp through your own hand will intoxify you much and more. But Baba what told that churning the knowledge, churning about yourself will toxify you much and more. So actually the practical was this, that if I want, then I should be toxified with the Baba's knowledge.
पांडव शिव शक्ति सेना
Self-realization, analyzing self, will bring us into the more intoxicated states, and in that we have to tap ourselves now and again that I am not this physical form, I am a soul. Controlling these organs, sitting in the forehead, peeping through these two windows of eyes, hearing through these ears, speaking through this mouth. So this thought, this sort of vision has to be repeated again and again within ourselves to make us pure day by day, so that we should become more and more powerful as Baba desires from us, that we should be. That is what Baba's Murali today told us. It's called self-progress. If your remembrance is become more and more powerful, means you are moving ahead. So this practice, we have to take out time for this. And nothing much extra time is being needed, that we have to keep off from ourselves from the physical activities. And by remaining and by indulging ourselves into the all normal activities of our kitchen, of our home, of our offices, this tapping again and again we can give to ourselves very easily, because I know I have put this thing into practically years together, and I find it's very easy, and it makes us more powerful throughout the day. And what it happens, and what the solution is being needed in the different situation, it is easy for Baba to tap us and to give us the touching, to give us the right touching, that child, do in this fashion, child, do in this way. And we find the success in the life. Situations are very used to be different, no? As I told earlier, for every human being, all the souls of this confluences, because we have to realize first, Baba told, no, that we are the ancestor most. As per today's Murali, as Baba told, no, we have to realize first self that we are the ancestor's soul. And now we have to transform ourselves. This job, this task, Baba wants from us now. Baba don't want that the whole world will be able to apply this thing into the practical. Baba knows that the whole world won't be able to apply this thing into the practical form. only my ancestor souls, they will be able to apply this knowledge into their practical field. And Baba, we should realize this. The ultimate target of the Baba is to purify those ancestor souls, to transform those ancestor souls, those who ascended in this, in the beginning of the world cycle, called Satyuga, golden age. Baba says, no, very few souls were there in that golden age. And those all souls came into this Baba's knowledge. So Baba, we should think of this huge drama, world cycles. That now we are in, let it be any form. We are calling ourselves as a Hindu, Muslim or Christian or Isai. But we should realize deep within ourselves that we are those ancestor souls who ascended in this world cycle in the beginning of the golden age, and now Baba came to transfer us, those ancestor souls. When these ancestor souls are transferred through the thought power of these souls, Baba knows that through the thought power of these ancestor souls, I am going to transform the world. But first Baba's main target is to transform the ancestor's soul. So this much long time Baba has taken, see, to transfer those ancestor souls, to bring those ancestor souls into the Baba's knowledge. This much effort Baba has put in 78 years of. So we should analyze, realize this thing, that we are the only ancestors. We have to transform ourselves. For it is for the betterment of the self, for the betterment of this world. And as fast we transform ourselves, will be able to transform ourselves, we will be able to bring the world transformation. And the self-transformation will, the first step of the self-transformation is realizing first, tapping again and again within ourselves as a, that I am a, not a human being, I am not a physical form, a physical body, but I am a peaceful soul, powerful soul. So these thoughts will bring the more power in us. And main practice of this can be done, I find in my practical life, when you are much close to your body. And will anybody tell when you are much close to your body? When you are much close to your body, the whole day. Anybody, sister? Which are the activities when we perform, we are much close to our body? Which are daily routines, activity, when we are much close to our body? Eating, yes, good. Eating. The eating, when we are much close to our body. Then, one main thing. Huh? No, thought means when we are working, when we become, that time we become more busy. Yeah, yeah. Physical exercise, yeah. That time we are much close to our body. When we are performing any physical exercise, we are doing yogasana and all, that time it is much needed. And the more and more, the main, when you are in the washroom. When you are in the washroom, you are much close to your body. And if you practice in those particular moments, When if you are practicing in those particular moment that I am a soul, and if you are able to get success in that circumstance, it's a practical that the whole day other activities, doing a general and easy activities, you will be able to keep yourself in the soul consciousness stage. That's why Baba says always in Murli, when you are eating, practice this thing that I am a soul. Even Brahma Baba was telling, when I take one grasp, I remember that, yes, I am a soul, and second, I forget. Even Baba was also practicing this thing. So, this practice is much makes us more powerful. When we start cultivating, we have to put give a task to ourselves that now I'm going to take 15 minutes the food. 15 minutes it will take me to take lunch or the dinner. So I should practice. I will try that how much duration I am able to remember Baba. I'm going to the washroom. It will take me 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I will try that how long I was able to cultivate this practically, this thought in myself that yes, I am a soul decorating this body. You know, Baba has in 71, Baba has the whole Murli was on this. When we are decorating our body, we are putting our this body, we make ourselves to take a bath and all. Baba says, what sort of self-respect you should create? That I am a deity, the body is just like a temple, I am cleaning my temple. So likewise, the whole Murli was on the basis of this one, that how we should keep ourselves in that self-respect stage of the self. So why Baba told regarding this? Because when we are able to make ourselves much powerful or soul consciousness stage, in those particular situations, that will make us more easy when we are doing a general karmana sevas. So that is our intention behind Baba. So as much as we cultivate this habit of realizing ourselves as a soul, it will make us more and more day by day powerful. So the main theme is that meditation, the topic of meditation, we have to simplify. First, we should have two-way conversation. We should always analyze this topic, that meditation is a remembrance. It's a chit-chat and it's a two-way conversation. I have to create thoughts and I have to get the touchings of the Baba. One thing. Another thing, that my love towards Baba should increase day by day to make my meditation more and more powerful. To simplify our meditation, we have to create the situation such a way that our love towards the Baba is increased more and more. And for that I told, as much we are cut off from this world and the relationships, we are much getting more and more power from the Baba, more and more connection with the Baba. As much this much we are disconnected this side, will be automatically connected this side. And the third thing which I told, that soul, tapping ourselves in the whole day, tapping ourselves in the whole day for our seed stage, that I am a soul, I am a soul. And for remembrance, we have to see this thing also. One more easy way to remembering Baba, that have that feeling that we are at the same place. See, we go to the Baba's room. That time, we sit into the Baba's room and start meditating. That time, we should create a vision that Baba is in that room and having conversation with me. As I told, meditation, making the meditation easy, when both the people are at the same place, the remembrance is easy. So when we are in the Baba's room, realize this thing, that we both are in the same Baba's room and we are having a conversation with Baba, and it should be two-way communication. When I am able to take my intellect, mind and intellect, to the subtle world, I should realize that the Baba is in the subtle world and I am having a conversation with the Baba. Nearness. Nearness will increase our meditation. When I am much powerful, my thoughts are not weaving here and there, are not roaming here and there in this physical world, and I am able to take my thoughts to the incorporeal world, I should realize this thing, that Baba is in the incorporeal world. I am getting the power from Him. He is delivering the powers to me and I am getting powerful. Bringing the nearness with Baba as per my mental power. This will create the easiness in our meditation. I'm not able to fly in the subtle world or in corporeal world. I should realize this, Baba is in front of me. I am sitting here and Baba is sitting in front of me. And we are having conversation. And both nearness will bring more and more joyness in our meditation. This thing we should realize. The distance should be decreased. I am here and Baba is there. The distance is more. The more power won't be able to get it. The distance should be reduced to minimize. I am in Baba's room, Baba is in Baba's room. I am conversating with Him. I am in subtle world, Baba is in subtle world. And I am having communication with Him. And I am able to take myself in the Paramdham, Baba is in Paramdham, delivering the powers to me and making me the powerful. So this way we have to make our meditation, our yoga, more and more easy. And we should remember that remembrance is only meditation. Remembrance is only meditation. It's not a hard topic. Remembrance. And how the remembrance takes place, that I explained to you. We have to analyze much more by going into deep ourselves, by giving little bit of time. Okay? Anybody have any question, please? Anybody want to ask anything? 5-7 minutes? Otherwise, only sum up. Anybody want to ask anything on any of the issue, any topic? All four subjects. Yeah. 25 years before I took this knowledge. And I was working as a mechanical engineer, aeronautical engineer in Indian Air Force. I served 20 years in Indian Air Force from 86. When I was in the age of 16, I joined. And after completing 20 years of Indian Air Force service, at the age of 36, I joined this Gyan Sarovar and Since 2006, I am giving my services in the telephone office. And I took this knowledge 25 years before. Om Shanti. Yeah? Yeah, the main thing is this thing, that when I came into this knowledge, the first day when the lesson was being given to me, and when the soul, lesson of soul was being given to me, that you are a soul. The very much deep experience of the first day, I realized for around 30 to 40 minutes, that soul consciousness stays, which pulled me more and more towards this institution. And in my childhood, 5 to 6 years, at the age of 5 to 6 years, I got two visions. One vision of destruction of this world. And another vision, that one old person used to come to me and he used to tell me that I came to you. One old person I used to see, that, oh child, I came to take you back. Oh child, I came to take you back. These two visions were there, which I could not understood at the age of 6 to 7. I was too young in this, less of age. And the same vision I seen after getting this knowledge. After 15 to 20 days later on, when I came into this knowledge in 89, same vision I seen again. So that pulled me that, yes, this is the same organization for which I seen the visions. So that, and the main thing was this thing to know, that this much of vast knowledge is come, is there in the institution. Let us find who is the distributor of this knowledge, from where this source of knowledge is there. So by going deep into that one, again, more and more, I find myself now as here. So this is the only. Om Shanti.